Please be advised that this podcast contains adult themes, including mild horror and violence. It may not be suitable for younger members of the audience.
Finn, wake up.
Montgomery? What are you doing in my apartment?
My apartment? I don't remember coming home last night. What time is it?
It's just after 10. Since when does Mr. Up and Adam sleep in so late?
I don't know. I guess I was having a dream?
Ooh, was a girl in it?
I think so. I kind of remember a few... maybe.
Oh, well, go on.
And Cassie.
And I'm out. Look, I don't want to yuck your yum, but your cousin? God stopped being cool with that a long time ago.
Come on, man. Sometimes I think the priest held you under too long during your baptism.
Put some pants on. I got a call from a nice lady who thinks her litter box is haunted.
Damn fly? Her litter box? Is that a euphemism or...
Nope. She said she's been finding, large deposits in it and is convinced a ghost is doing it.
Right. And you took this job because...
because we don't turn away people in need, Phineas. Plus, I heard some kids in the background. Figure they're playing a prank on Mom and maybe a visit from a priest will scare them straight.
Kids being scared of a priest. You know what? No, you made it too easy. I'm better than that.
Your restraint is commendable. I figure she's an overworked, underappreciated parent who just needs a little help. We won't even charge our full fee. How's 75% sound?
75? Ugh, God! Did you leave the door open when you came in?
No, why?
These friggin' flies won't leave me alone.
Flies?
Ugh, never mind. I'll deal with them later. We're not charging a poor lady 75% of our usual fee to tell her her kids are shitting in her litter box. Flashlight, EMF reader, brick dust...
Why are you putting together a go bag? There's no entity.
Never hurts to be prepared.
Always the consummate professional.
One of us has to be. All right, ready when you are.
Your chariot awaits.
Can we stop somewhere for breakfast? I'm starved. Feels like I haven't eaten in ages.
Finn!
Phineas!
Nadia, it's you.
No, no, it's not.
It does kinda look like you.
Yeah, if you died months ago. Ugh, the smell. I think I just saw some of your... her skin come off where it rubbed the floor.
No, not skin. There's blood all down her arms. It's coming from her wrists.
She's just standing there. Should we start backing away slowly, or...
Yeah, let's try for the door.
Easy does it, everyone. Nice and slow.
At least the room doesn't seem to be growing anymore.
Are we sure we want to go through this door? I have a bad feeling.
Yes, please. I don't like the way she's watching us.
She's dripping blood.
So are we. Doesn't make her special.
No, 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 no. Where's the hallway?
It's her room again.
A worst time of your life. You spent it all in your room.
Shit. And I thought hiding in the attic was sad.
Oh, God! Another Nadia hanging.
That's not me. I'm right here.
Oh, she's turning. Oh, please don't let her be looking at us.
It could just be the rotten lid slipping, but I think she winked at you, Cass.
Sorry, Nadia. You're just not my type.
Oh, gosh. Oh, Nadia, you're my cousin, and I love you. But fuck everything about this.
Do you have the...
Got it.
And the...
Yes?
You don't even know what I was gonna ask.
Rosaries, holy water, incense, Bible, the ash, cross, and crucifix, vessels...
Phone charger?
It's in the nightstand.
I knew there had to be something.
Rose, something's wrong with Finn.
I know we're not going that far, but what do you think about bringing some snacks?
Sorry, hold on for a minute. It's Bridget. She says something's going on with Finn. What do you mean, wrong?
Uh-oh.
All the cultists got possessed or something, and two of them grabbed Phineas. Now he's in some kind of catatonic state and not responding.
When we look through his eyes, it's all hazy, hard to see. And I think we're bugs.
Bugs?
It's obviously the demon's doing, like, another dream. And Montgomery's there.
Sweet. Wanna tell me what's going on?
It sounds like he's put Finn in stasis, probably to keep him from fighting back.
Or to break his spirit before they kill him. Make him a more willing participant. It strengthened the demon.
Montgomery was like his best friend. If anyone could hurt him.
What do we do? We have to wake him up.
You're bugs, right? That means you're still connected to him. You have to get through to him.
How? He just sees us as little flies buzzing around. He can't hear us.
Rose?
Look, ladies, I don't have all the answers. You have to figure this one out on your own. Make him hear you. We have to finish up here. Eve, do you know where the bandages are?
Yeah, I'll grab them.
My arm. I feel you looking for me, you bastard. Don't worry. You'll be seeing me real soon.
I took the lead. Somebody's heart...
How far did you say it was?
Why? You in a rush?
No, just... I don't know. Something feels off.
Even this conversation feels familiar.
Probably all those burritos you were shoveling away last night.
Yeah, maybe. Or all the tequila you said I had. I can't believe I drank so much. I hardly feel hungover, but the night is a total blank.
You're blessed, my friend. You avoided both the morning after and having to remember the lap dance you gave the guy at the next table.
I didn't do that.
I went to the bathroom for 2 minutes and came back to you twirling your shirt over your head. You're lucky I stopped you before you could get your belt off.
I missed this.
Missed what?
Huh? Oh, I don't really know. I just felt really nostalgic for a minute there.
Those darn burritos again.
Must be.
Phineas!
Finn! I don't think he can hear us.
Rose said we have to make him.
How? I can't, like, scream any louder.
Maybe it doesn't have to be words. Not right away. What we need is his focus. If we can distract him enough, maybe we can get through to him. Like we all did in Annabelle's cellar.
Worth a shot, I guess. All right, let's make some noise.
Phineas,
you need to listen to us. Snap out of it. Come on, you have to listen. Hear us.
What is with the flies today?
Ignore them. We'll be out of here soon enough.
Yeah, easy for you to say. I feel like they're trying to crawl into my ears.
Then let's drown them out, shall we?
Oh God, arms aren't supposed to bend like that.
Hanged people tend not to move at all, so I'm not sure it matters.
Get past her before she's all the way up. To the door.
Wait! Guys!
Another one?
Ew.
Is she having a seizure?
What is that foam coming out of her mouth? Is she rabid?
There's a bleach bottle next to her.
Don't you get it? There's another one every time you open a door.
But the other places? our places only had one each.
A demon breaking his own rules? I'm shocked.
Ours were all other people or things. These are all you, Nadia. And the ways they all died. A suicide. You were haunted from inside, weren't you?
I...
Nadia!
The bleeding blood is on her!
I can't tell if the blood on her is hers or hers.
Who cares? The hanging one is going for her too. We need to...
Fuck-a-duck! When did you wake up? Let go of me, hold each breath.
Mariella, help Cassie get the drooling one off her. I've got to help Nadia.
I get belly.
Gross. Breathe. She's frozen, and the blood's so slippery. Mariella, help! She's choking Nadia.
A little busy over here. It's like wearing a bone corset if the bone came with the cuff still attached.
What?
You can be free. It's so close. I only need one. The one that started it all.
He's lying.
She was here, alone, for a reason. In this room, no friends, no family. You didn't even want her, Annabelle. Not until you had use for her. Just a warm body to fill up a spot in your class.
That's not true. I mean, originally, but not now. Don't listen to him. Any of you.
The door is right there. Go through. Wake up. This can be over for you. As long as I have her. The one who called me.
I'm sorry. Sorry I did all this. That you're here. It's my fault.
No, Nadia!
No, she's right. It is her fault.
Cassie!
Shut up, Mariella. It's my turn to talk. That's better. Glad to have at least one Nadia off my back. Nadia is the one responsible for all this. She brought the book. She made us read it. She's the reason we're all here. I'm tired of acting like she's not. Look around you. Look where we are.
If you don't stop right now, don't you dare go through that door.
Go with her.
Stop it!
It might be a lie, but it can't be worse than here.
Cassie! This is what he wants.
No. This is what I want.
He's not hearing us. We're gonna be out of time soon.
Okay. I might have the grossest idea that I would never consider unless we were, like, super desperate.
Okay.
You know how we said before that it sounded like we were trying to go in his ear?
Oh, God.
I told you it was gross.
I hate that I think we have to try. Oh. So, you want left or right?
Does it matter?
Just thought I'd ask. Okay, you go left, I'll go right.
I really hope he's on good terms with Q-tips.
Ugh, I can't wait until we get there. Maybe I'll finally get rid of these flies.
Huh, yeah. You know, it's good to see you getting back to normal, man.
Normal?
Well, it's just since Cassie...
Cassie?
Ah, forget it.
What about Cassie?
Well, I just meant you'd been beating yourself up a lot since the accident. I mean, it wasn't your fault. She wouldn't want you to...
What happened to Cassie?
She died, Finn. In the car accident.
What car accident? What car accident, Montgomery?
You don't remember? You were driving her home. It was late. You told the cops you must have dozed off for a second because...
No. No. I'd remember that. I'd remember Cassie dying.
Well, the doctor calls it selective amnesia.
What doctor? Where's my phone?
The number you have dialed is no longer in service.
What's going on? That's her number. She would have told me if she...
I'm sorry. I shouldn't have said anything.
This doesn't make sense. I'd remember that. I didn't kill Cassie.
No one blames you, Finn. It was an accident.
I was driving and fell asleep.
You guys had gone to a family thing. You'd only had a few beers. It shouldn't have been enough to...
Oh, God. Cassie, what did I do?
He's doing the same thing to Finn that he did to us. Enough is enough. Let's go while he's distracted.
Fuck, my ears! Something's in them!
What?
Don't listen to him, Finn. Cassie is alive. She needs you. You and Gorda really need to go to this priest. I know he's your friend, but he's basically a demon's pet right now. Wait, up!
I can't get them out! Ow!
Keep trying.
If you want to save Cassie, you have to listen to us.
In case you forgot, you're supposed to be helping out the dead right now.
Phineas.
Oh my God, would you two shut up? You asshole.
Is that any way to speak to your best friend?
This is all a dream. Like the basement.
Tell me something, Phineas. Do evangelicals shout the loudest because they're the furthest from God?
What?
Or do they shout because it makes him listen? The louder the voice, the more Daddy pays attention.
Let me out, monk. Whatever you are.
I'm just wondering, if God is so good, why is there so much bad? My lord, now there's someone who matches what it says on the tin. No guesswork, no cryptic messages delivered by a bunch of floating, fiery eyeballs or whatever the angels decide is in vogue that century. No, just glorious pain. Just delicious truth. Why wouldn't you want that?
You know what I want?
Tell me. The Lord provides.
I want my best friend back, you collared dick!
Let go of the wheel!
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
You don't mean that, Cassie.
Please go, Annabelle. There's a chance.
I guess you've always been weird, huh? Look at all the stuff you had in here. A butterfly pin board. Little animal skulls on your shelf. And what's this? A cane? Is there a knife inside or something?
Leave it alone. It was my grandpa's.
If you're going to go, just do it. You don't have to be a bitch.
Do you know the only difference between who you were then and who you are now, Nadia? Now, you're not alone.
Don't just stand there. Find something. Die, bleach breath, die.
No, you don't. Aha! Got your rope. Heave ho, you bent necked bitch.
Nadia. Nadia, look at me. We're all here with you, fighting for you. We're not going anywhere. We need you to fight too. Still moving!
You want me? Not anymore!
Nadia! Guys! They went through the wall!
They're dead. Again. I think. You'll stay that way if you know it's good for you.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my side. This hurts. Totally worth it.
Nadia, are you okay? Oh, the wall's cracking. Whoa.
Oh my god.
Shaking.
Oh god, we're moving.
The cracks. The next letter is G. Look.
L-I-A-L-G. That doesn't sound like any name I've heard before.
Well, how many demons have you met?
I was just hoping I'd start to recognize it so we know how many more damn letters there are.
Nadia? Why are you just kneeling there? Give me your hand and stand up. Are you okay?
Oh, man. Whew.
Shit.
What?
Annabelle, I'm fine. Stop fussing and look.
I've been waiting for you, Miss Crow. Crow House has been so lonely without you.
Ugh. Oh my god, he's moving!
Finn, you're alive! Can you hear us?
What if he can't? What if he hit his head and, like, knocked us out somehow?
No such luck.
Finn?
Phineas, please.
Oh God, are you okay?
So worried about you.
Just shut up. Give me a sec, okay?
We don't have a sec. Look around. Maybe you haven't noticed, but the car is upside down. You need to get out of there.
Yeah, it's gonna explode or something, right? That's what always happens.
Fine, fine. Just be quiet while I do it.
Wait a minute. Where is she? The girl who was in the front seat.
Maybe she went through the windshield.
Who are you talking to?
Oh, yes, Nat. What's she holding?
Hey, Clara. It was Clara, right? Let's just talk, okay?
You're him. The guy they brought in with those women. You're not supposed to be here. No. The Lord has plans for you.
Yeah, so I keep hearing. Look, you can put down the detonator and we can work something out.
Oh, it's a detonator. I don't want to be, like, a dramatic or anything, but maybe you should start running, you know, before she blows the car up.
I felt him in me, the Lord. It was like nothing I ever felt before. It could be like that every day.
Why don't you get out of the road and tell me what it felt like so I can better understand? Maybe I might want to feel it, too.
You escaped. You ruined his plan, but I? I can give you back. I can deliver your soul to him. Then it will be like that every day. His presence inside me.
Clara?
I've earned this. My place with him, and now it will be mine.
No!
Phineas!
Yeah?
Oh, thank God. Gloria told me what was going on. Just lucky we were so close and that was really the cultist.
You weren't sure? And you hit her anyway?
Well, I figured the odds were on our side here.
Oh my God, Rose.
You're Rose? The medium?
Yeah. So, you need a lift?
You've been listening to Episode 7, Pretty Flies for a White Guy, of Colleen Darkness, an Audio Drama Queens production. In order of appearance, Montgomery is played by Owen McEwen, Phineas by Dan Sapula, Bridget by S.H. Cooper, Gloria by Gemma Amore, Annabelle by Desdemona Howard, Nadia and the Undead Nadias by Charlotte Norup, Cassie by Allison Brandt, Mariella by Victoria Wan, Eve by Bonnie Calderwood Aspinwall, Rose and Mrs. Morwood by Aaron B. Lillis, Lialga by Graham Rowett, Chad by Matthew Bradford, and Clara by Nicole Goodnight. Season 2 of Calling Darkness is written by S.H. Cooper, produced by Christina Manente, dialogue edited by Alexis Strope, with music composed by Dan Sapula. Visit the show notes to find out more about our cast and crew. Find us on Twitter at Calling Podcast or on Facebook. Thank you for listening. Tune in next time for Episode 8, Part 1, Rebuild the Beginning.
Are you thinking about getting into Dungeons & Dragons? Maybe you're looking to expand your horizons as a DM or a player. If that's the case, then it's time for you to check out The Dungeon Cast, the best D&D podcast out there that helps you passively learn all about the game just by listening. Join co-hosts Will and Brian as they break down the lore of a rich multiverse 50 years in the making in a lighthearted and beginner-friendly way. They cover everything from character creation options to tips for dungeon masters. There's something for everyone, no matter how long you've been playing TTRPGs. Get inspired while learning all about the unique planes of existence. Get the in-depth knowledge you need to help your combat encounters feel impactful, or learn about the origins and pantheons of every race and class the game offers. No stone is left unturned as every edition of the game is explored and explained in a way that benefits players of all different levels of experience. You can expand your TTRPG horizons in a way that's as entertaining as it is educational just by listening. All you have to do is go to your favorite podcast app or YouTube and search for The Dungeon Cast.